From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An Islamic State leader is killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. A coalition spokesman, Colonel Steve Warren, said in a news briefing Tuesday that Sharafi al-Muadain was killed last week.
Sharafi al-Muadain, he was a Syrian-based ISIL member with a direct link to Abdel Hamid Aboud, the Paris attack cell leader. We killed him on December 24th in Syria. Al-Muadain was actively planning additional attacks against the West.
In another development, a U.S.-backed alliance of Kurdish and Arab rebels seized a key dam on the Euphrates River from Islamic State fighters. The Obama administration says there is what it called a marked and troubling increase in civilian casualties in Syria since Russia began airstrikes in September. Human rights groups report hundreds of civilians killed by Russian missile strikes. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited Ramadi Tuesday after government forces recaptured the government compound there. Iraqi state television reported his visit but offered no details. Burkina Faso has a new leader for the first time in 30 years. Roch Marc Kabore took the oath of office Tuesday in a ceremony in Ouagadougou. The swearing-in comes 14 months after former President Blaise Compaoré was overthrown in a mass uprising. Prosecutors in Belgium said Tuesday police arrested two people suspected of planning holiday terrorist attacks in Brussels. They said investigators found evidence pointing to the threat of serious attacks on several places scheduled for New Year's Eve. This is VOA News. A top Israeli politician heads to prison after a long corruption scandal. Robert Berger takes a look.
Israel's Supreme Court Tuesday partially overturned a bribery conviction against former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. His sentence was reduced from 6 years to 18 months in prison. Olmert expressed relief, saying a great burden has been lifted from his heart. The ex-prime minister, who is 70, was convicted 2 years ago by a lower court of accepting tens of thousands of dollars in bribes to promote a controversial real estate project in Jerusalem. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Georgia's parliament has confirmed the country's former top diplomat, Georgi Kvirikashvili, as prime minister. The confirmation comes less than a week after the abrupt resignation of his predecessor by a vote of 86 to 28. Georgian lawmakers approved Kvirikashvili late Tuesday and confirmed his cabinet choices. That vote is expected to be affirmed by the nation's president this week. A suicide blast in Mardan, Pakistan, has left at least 26 people dead, more than 20 wounded. The blast in the city northwest of Islamabad occurred outside the door of a government office called the National Database and Registration Authority. The Central African Republic will hold national elections Wednesday aimed at restoring democratic rule after years of violence and instability. A transitional government had delayed the election several times to deal with what were called technical difficulties. 30 candidates are competing for the presidency. Officials say UN peacekeepers will be deployed to sensitive regions, and hundreds of police will patrol other areas. Global health authorities are declaring Guinea free of Ebola. The designation leaves only Liberia still waiting for an official end to the epidemic. The president of the World Bank Group issued a statement congratulating the government and people of Guinea on reaching the milestone, but he urged vigilance to stay at zero cases. More than 2,500 people died from the disease in Guinea. U.S. President Barack Obama will host Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos at the White House in February. The visit will come just weeks before Colombia's deadline to finalize a peace agreement with FARC rebels. North Korea state media say a top aide to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has died in a car crash. The KCNA news agency said 73-year-old Kim Young-gon, the head of Pyongyang's United Front Department, the unit that manages North Korean ties with South Korea, died early Tuesday. The report did not give details. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.